Once you are positioned, direct your attention to the abdomen, letting your focus rest on the breath energy in the belly. Noticing any sensations of rising and falling, the belly may expand and deflate with the breath. Letting attention rest lightly on the abdomen, noticing any sensations. That's all you need to do in this moment. This is a time for deep rest and close observation, a time for watching what is already happening. Breathing in, aware of the breath at the belly. Breathing out, aware of the belly releasing the breath. Please shift your attention to the places your body rests on the mat, bed, or chair. Notice the points of contact. What sensations let you know that this is contact? Feeling different temperatures, textures, hardness, softness. You don't need to label it. Just be aware of any sensations that might be present. Now, shifting your attention to the little toe of the left foot, notice any sensation there. If you don't feel anything, that is totally fine. Be aware of not feeling. This body scan is an awareness practice, asking you to notice any sensation that might be present or to notice that there is no sensation. Noticing sensation or no sensation. That is the practice. It is important that you don't try to relax. This particular body scan is not a relaxation practice. The effort to relax may actually create tension. If you do find it to be relaxing, that is fine. But please don't strive to release tension. If you are sleepy, please strive to stay awake. But if you are overcome by sleepiness, that is also okay. If you notice yourself falling asleep, try to notice where you lose awareness and where awareness returns. And again, no judgment, no criticism, just observation. As you continue with the practice over time, you may find it easier to remain awake. Now proceed to the rest of the toes on the left foot. Notice whatever you can there. Send your awareness, send your breath. And shifting your attention to the sole of the left foot. We have so many nerve endings on the soles of our feet. What do you notice, if anything, in the sole of your left foot? And then the left ankle, sending your breath and your awareness and your goodwill to the left ankle, noticing any sensation, any felt presence of joint, tendon, or skin. And then the left heel, same process, sending awareness there, breathing into it, noticing any sensation. This is a slow-paced practice. If your mind wanders, simply return to the scan whenever present moment awareness awakens. No problem, no comment, no judgment, no right and no wrong. Simply finding the place the body scan is describing when attention returns. Now, directing awareness to any sensations in the left calf. noticing pressure, temperature differences. And then the left shin. Sending your breath, your goodwill, and then the left knee, bringing awareness up to the left knee, noticing the kneecap, the back of the knee, any sense you have of the inner workings of the joint, of the skin surface. Sending goodwill if there's any discomfort in your left knee. Noticing whatever sensations are present, or noticing if there are no sensations. In either way, it's fine. Now coming up a little higher and bringing awareness to the top or the front of the left thigh. Sending awareness all over the skin surface, and if there's any awareness of the inner layers, the skin, the muscle, tendons, any connections. If it's helpful, imagine sending your breath energy there. And then moving awareness to the back of your left thigh. Almost certainly a contact point. And again, noticing the stronger sensations of contact. And then coming up a little higher to the left buttock, noticing pressure. Sending goodwill if there's any sense of discomfort. Before we move on to the right leg, noticing any difference in awareness or articulation between the left foot and leg and the right. And then sending awareness to the smallest toe on your right foot. Without moving it, just trying to find it with your awareness. Noticing any sensations that might be present there. Maybe it's touching, or maybe you have the slight sensation of clothing or blanket. Noticing whatever there is to notice. And then moving on to the rest of the toes on the right foot. Sending breath, awareness, goodwill, wanting all of the parts of your body to be comfortable. Shifting awareness to the sole of your right foot. The curious mind, what can you feel there? And then the top of the right foot. Coming up a little higher, bringing awareness to your right ankle. The inner ankle, the outer ankle. The sense of the inner joint. An awareness of skin. Whatever you can feel there, if anything, simply noticing. And then coming up to the right calf. Noticing if there's any contact. Noticing any soreness or stiffness. sensation of muscle or skin, anything you might be able to notice. And then moving around to the right shin, sending your breath and awareness and then the right knee, the kneecap, the back of the knee. Your attention is a form of love, so sending goodwill and attention to your right knee. Noticing if there's any awareness of the joint, tendon, cartilage, the skin, maybe contact with clothing or furniture. And then coming up to the top of the right thigh. Resting awareness there. Resting curiosity there. Observing any sensations that are present. And then working around to the back of the right thigh. Being aware of any contact sensations, of any temperature difference. And then coming up to the right buttock. And noticing pressure, the feeling of weight. And resting in that awareness. And then moving around to the right hip. And noticing any physical sensations that might be present there. And also any emotional tones that might be present. The region of the torso and the pelvis is a place we might be holding some emotional energy. There's neurons here that are connected to our emotional life. So as we go through this region especially, noticing any emotions that come up. So breathing into the right hip. And then slowly moving across the pelvis, both of the groins areas. With curiosity. With gentleness. Just noticing what's present. And then the left hip. Coming to the left hip and breathing into it. Again, with curiosity, with acceptance. Noticing any sensations or noticing the lack of sensations. And then bringing awareness to the lower abdomen, the navel area, and noticing the movement of the abdomen with the breath. Noticing any emotional tone present there. Sending goodwill. If it's helpful, you can imagine inhaling and exhaling right through your navel. Right through any area of the body, sometimes wakes up awareness. And coming up a little higher to the upper abdomen, same process. breathing, noticing, accepting. And then coming up to your lower ribs. Paying extra attention to any emotional tone. And simply inviting breath, inviting awareness, and noticing what happens. Now up to the center of your chest. This is your heart center. So sending your breath and your awareness and your goodwill. Be aware of your heart and the movement of the chest with your breath. And then coming up a little higher and noticing the upper chest, the area of the lungs and bordering on your collarbone. And now shifting awareness to the lower back. Breathing into your lower back, noticing if there's contact, sending goodwill and kindness if there's any discomfort at all. And now with your mid-back, same steps. And then the right side of your upper back and the right shoulder blade. Feeling any contact or pressure and sending goodwill. The back is a place we tend to hold a lot of tension. And then the left upper back and the left shoulder blade. And then bring awareness to the fingers of your left hand. Without moving them, seeing if you can feel individual fingers, points of contact, temperature, moisture, anything that's present there. And then the palm of your left hand. And then the top of your left hand. Breathing into it and sending goodwill. Noticing sensations or noticing that there are no sensations. And moving up to your lower arm and all sides of it, the inside sensitive skin, the outside, sending awareness all over the skin surface. And sending awareness inside. Can you sense muscle and bone? And then the left elbow. breathing into your left elbow. Noticing the inside, the crook of your left arm, and the outside of the elbow. Noticing whatever there is to notice. And then the left upper arm. Sending your breath energy there. Inviting awareness to notice any sensations that are present. And the left underarm. And now the left shoulder, noticing all the surfaces of the shoulder. And then moving on to the fingers of the right hand. Again, without moving, can you feel individual fingers? Is there any contact that's bringing stronger sensations? And now the palm of the right hand, breathing into it and noticing temperature, dampness or dryness, any sensation of touching. And the top of the right hand. And now your lower right arm. The muscle, the skin, the inside delicateness, and the outside, a little more rugged. The inner sense of muscle and bone, whatever you can notice. And then the right elbow. And the right upper arm. And then coming up to the right shoulder. Sending awareness all around the shoulder, deep inside, breathing into it, giving it your full attention. And then bringing awareness across from right shoulder to left shoulder, including the back of the neck. Certainly a place we're likely to feel tension, and breathing into the back of the neck. And then moving around to the front of the neck. And sending breath and awareness and goodwill. The base of the throat is another powerful energy center. So paying closer attention, noticing if there's any sensation or emotional tone present at the base of your throat. and all around your neck. And then coming up to your whole jaw area, sending your breath and attention to your lower jaw. And then going inside the mouth, noticing the inside of your left cheek, your left gums, your tongue in the lower palate, breathing into each part of the mouth. It's also a place we hold a lot of stress. And then the right lower gums, the right inner cheek, and then the whole upper jaw. Bringing attention to the right side of your upper mouth, the right gums, and then the palate. The left side of the upper mouth, and then your lips, noticing any sensations on the inside or the outside of your lips, and how they feel different, dampness and dryness, warmth and coolness. And then bringing awareness to the outside of the left cheek. Sending your breath there, sending your goodwill there. And then the left ear, bringing awareness to the folds of cartilage on the outside of the ear, noticing if there's any sensation there, or if there's none, no sensation. And then sending awareness inside the ear, noticing how deep within the ear canal you can be aware of sensation, vibration, sound. And then bringing awareness to the right cheek. The outside of the cheek. Sending your goodwill and your breath simply to notice what's present there. And then the right ear. The cartilage and folds of your right ear. And then inside the right ear, inside the right ear canal, what can you feel there as sound is entering and vibrating? And coming across over the right cheekbone and noticing any sensations, any awareness there. noticing the nostrils and the nose, the outside and the inside. How deep inside your nasal passages can you sense breath awareness? The different temperatures of the inhale and the exhale. And then the left cheekbone. And coming up to the left temple. And then the left eye, and the eye socket, the brow. Breathing into all of it and noticing any sensations that are there. And coming across the bridge of the nose. And breathing into the right eye socket, the right brow. And then the right temple. And then coming up to your forehead, sending breath, energy, and goodwill, and noticing anything that's present there. And now the left side of the head, the scalp, the hairline, whatever you can notice there. In the back of the head, the feeling of pressure. And the right side of the head and the scalp. And then the top of the head, noticing any sensations on the top of the scalp. And then imagine a small opening, a breath channel like the breathing hole of a whale. It's a small opening a few inches above your forehead at the level of your scalp. Breathe in and out through this opening, imagining the breath energy filling your body, reaching fingertips and toes, delivering new oxygen to each and every cell. As you exhale, you're releasing old energy and the carbon dioxide that connects us to plants and the life cycle of the planet. As you continue to rest, let your body melt into the points of contact. Surrender to gravity. A reflection from Pema Chodron. Compassion isn't some kind of self-improvement project or ideal that we're trying to live up to. Having compassion starts and ends with having compassion for all those unwanted parts of ourselves, all those imperfections that we don't even want to look at. Notice your inner experience with curiosity and compassion, focusing on any specific sensations, emotional tones, or resting in overall awareness. Be grateful to yourself for honoring your intention to practice. You have cultivated peace, empathy, strengthened mind-body connections. Take your practice with you. Consciously set a skillful intention for the next part of your day or evening. As you transition to sitting, roll on your right side to rest for a breath or two. The sound of the bell will signal the end of this session. Thank you for your practice today.